eventually. And then I had to stop taking this tablet, which I believe was once again another silly name, but pioglitazone, I think it was called. And so we finished the trial, finished the tablets. How did I feel? Wrong. My blood sugars went crazy after I stopped taking this tablet. So I got a little bit concerned. Obviously, it's my body, and I didn't want... I'm talking sugar levels up to 18 and God knows what. And I've been sort of regular on fives and sixes. And they said, we'll take some more insulin to counteract this. Well, I was finishing up taking over 200 units of insulin a day. And it's such a double-edged sword. The insulin's marvellous. But the more you take, the more weight you put on. It's one thing I could ill afford. So I phoned them up again and they said, well, we'll have to make some inquiries because at that time the drug is not really registered within the country's legal whatever. So they had to see about it. Well, I eventually got authorization that I could go back on this tablet. And, of course, that caused a few problems with pharmacists and that. And they said, oh, I don't know if we... And I said, well, I'm sure the doctors wouldn't issue this if it, you know, I wasn't to. Soon I went back on it again. My sugars have been way back down. So I'm all in favour of this. I just hope it stays as it is. So that was good. Then I had a phone call back from the diabetic centre saying... There's another set of people would like to see if you could do something for them. I think they put all these different things into a computer, and out comes my name because I got all the characteristics of what they want. Yeah, I think it's diabetes, heart problems, strokes. My name's there at the top of the list. And I'm wanting now to do a study of another drug to assist blood circulations. And so I'm having to go through an MRI structured thing. They're taking my heart and arteries and the aorta and the main ones down the side of my neck. They put plates on my chest through the MRI, and I'm on this anyway. This one's only a 12-month, but I'm running on this now. That I'm now taking yet another drug or placebo, and I really, really, out of them all, would like this one to be successful, being purely for myself. And if it does increase blood circulation, I feel that's possibly where some of my feelings for my leg, the circulation doesn't get there through wherein I had the stroke, the blood, the fusure at the base of my brain, you know, sealed off a few things, and your blood has to learn to go another way. So it'd be nice to think that this did do something and make me a 2-year-old again.